Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Florida Atlantic Owls, who had never won an NCAA tournament game before this season, have won three in the tournament now. They are heading to the Elite Eight for a date with Kansas State on Saturday. The final score, Florida Atlantic 62, Tennessee 55.
Oh, sweet victory.
Oh.
Look at you. You're really depressed.
Yeah, I'm like thank God I was drinking last night, because I would not have taken that well.
You took it well while drinking?
Well, I think what I took well is the fact that I don't really remember much of it.
That's good.
At least the end of it. What a crap game. What a crap finish. A 10 minutes, it was like an 8 minute stretch where they just played like dog. And that's all it was. It was just awful. And listen, Florida Atlantic has come a long way. They had to fight for they couldn't get practice time. A couple years, there was a time like within the last 15 years, they couldn't find a place to practice. And now here they are in the Elite Eight, a fraudulent Elite Eight, by the way. They got completely dominated in that game. Tennessee should have been up 20 points in the first half. I stayed off my phone. I stayed off my phone generally during the games, so I missed all my college roommates on this group chat. And they're all they're complaining about it. I'm like, guys, we're in the Sweet 16 here. We dominated this basketball game, and we wound up losing. What are we doing here? Well, when we were in college, this team was awful. Awful. And now here they are, winning 25 games a year, so whatever.
If I told you Florida Atlantic wins this 162-55, if I told you, Choppy, hey, look, this game against Florida Atlantic, the Owls are going to turn the ball over twice as many times as Tennessee does. Tennessee's only going to turn the ball over six times.
We're going to win that game by 15. We just couldn't make shots.
Florida Atlantic's going to shoot under 30% from three.
There's nothing that they did that should have that said they should have won that game.
They only win it because it's March. That's the only reason they won that
they
game.
They won it because we suck. Oh. That's why.
Well, you beat them.
On the offensive boards, Tennessee gets five more offensive rebounds than Florida Atlantic. I tell you all that, you're going, we win by 15.
Yep.
The only problem, RJ Choppy's Tennessee Volunteers shoot a cool 33.3% and 26.1% from beyond the arc.
Yep, and missed a lot of free throws. I mean, it was not a well played game by us, and those officials, they dipped their nose into it too, giving all kinds of free throw attempts.
Were you sitting there doing the money sign at them?
No,
were
I
you
wasn't.
Doing that like Luka?
It was. Look, I was not happy. This was the problem though. We don't have a very good offense. We lost our point guard late in the year. I didn't even expect to get this far in the tournament because of the point guard issue, because we lost him and got hurt. This guy Ziegler.
Zig's son.
Yes. Get well, buddy. See you next year. But I didn't expect to get this far, but I thought we had a path. We had a road. We had a path, young Peyton Russell, to get to the Final Four. We had a path. We blew it.
It was a decent game. It was a decent game.
Sucked. Every part of it sucked.
But, I mean, like, technically speaking, like, just from a neutral observer's, it was a decent.
The under hit. Cool. That's all I care about.
Oh, we'll get into your picks a little bit later here. But a decent game. But we had two great games last night. Let's first talk about the nightcap, the very latest one when RJ Choppy was blacked out.
Strother will get it in. Salas picks it up. Clock starts. 11 seconds. Salas across the timeline. Pitch it back. Strother. Deep three from the top of the key. Got it! Oh, he hit it! Strother from the top. 7 seconds left. Campbell on the run. Into the front court. Drives the right side. Stripped away. Strother's got it. Fouled with 1.1 to go.
What a game between Gonzaga and UCLA. Tale of two halves there where UCLA was up 13 at half. Looked pretty in control. I was feeling pretty good about my Elite Eight pick. I think Peyton Russell's feeling pretty good about his title runner-up pick, UCLA.
Yeah.
And then your homeboy from Richardson, Drew Timmy.
Timmer!
Comes in and just mollywops him. 36 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks. So far in the tournament, 21 versus GCU, 28 versus TCU, 36 versus UCLA.
Yes. He's 34 years old.
Yeah,
he's older than anyone.
He's an older guy, yep. He's going to win.
Is Chris Russo going to give him the Stetson Bennett
treatment? Well, I mean, you know, like,
he's 40 years old.
I don't want these 25-year-olds playing basketball in college athletics. I don't want that.
I will tell you this. When they have, you know, when they do have the West regional player of the regional, they'll have like the MVP of that region, they will absolutely. He will be the one. He will be the player of the tournament of the West Regional.
Yeah, easily. There's maybe one other competitor right now in terms of name recognition for the entire tournament at the level and playing at a high level and everything else. There's no doubt though that he is. If they're able to get to the Final Four, if they're able to get to the title, yeah. Like, I mean, there's going to be a lot of conversation about him as the player of the tournament. He's 16 and 24 last night. Again, though, you look at the turnovers, Chop. UCLA turns the ball over 6 times. Gonzaga turns it over 16. Usually when you see disparities like that, you're losing the basketball game. Florida Atlantic and then Gonzaga both survive.
You know, I don't believe that turnovers in football are as impactful as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day when you weren't throwing the ball everywhere and it was a running league, turnovers were much more hurtful to the offense.
Back when Zeke could have picked us.
Yeah. I think in basketball with the 3-point shot, it's the opposite. I think I would think that they're more impactful in basketball because of the 3-point shot. But these games last night, at least last night's games, kind of showed that they aren't. The impactful thing is, you know, it doesn't really matter if you turn the ball over. You can make your shots. You're okay.
The first game that we got on Thursday turned out to be the best game to this point of the tournament.
Here's Walker with 6 seconds. Got up into the air and knocked away. K-State's got the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second. Noel, layup. Yes, at the buzzer. And K-State has won it in overtime. Wildcats win it 98-93.
That is, let me see, that's K-State Radio on the call,
that's
Peyton
right.
Russell. Mm-hmm. Game of the tournament so far, arguably performance of the tournament for Marquise Noel on a bad ankle, 19 assists, a tournament record, 20 points, 5 steals, including the one there at the end to seal it. Keontae Johnson dropped in another 22 points, had 6 rebounds. Just a really great performance from Kansas State. I mean, a really great game overall. Michigan State even getting it to overtime was impressive. It was looking a little tense down the stretch for them. But great run for the Spartans, great run for Izzo. It's always, I think it's college basketball's at its best when Michigan State is relevant. Like when you get some of these teams that historically, you know, we've become used to, I think it helps when they're making deeper runs into the tournament. And so it was good to see Michigan State get into the Sweet 16. I think I had them losing. I may have had them losing in the first round. I don't remember. I know that I didn't have him getting this far, but
I had him losing the first. I had him losing to USC.
But game of the tournament so far, Kansas State and Michigan State.
Without question. First of all, it's the first overtime game of the tournament. Second of all, the fact that, you know, this thing went to it was such a close game, very high scoring, went to overtime. You had an epic performance. You had 19 assists, which you said that was the NCAA record, tournament record?
Yep, 19 assists, broke the record.
I mean, that's like this. That was a special game. That was a really, really fun game to watch, and it was right before the Tennessee game on the same floor. So all those K-State fans got to see an awful performance by my Vols.
And the last game, the least interesting game of the night, that probably has the Jones family there in Frisco feeling a lot like RJ Choppy this morning.
This one is over, and Connecticut is on to the Elite Eight. Win number 28 on the year for UConn. A dominating 88-65 win over the Arkansas Razorbacks. The Connecticut Huskies on to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, this one, and that is Westwood 1 on the call. This one was out of control pretty much the entire time. UConn, to me, looks like...
It was a three-point game, and then went on like a 14-0 run. It was over.
Yeah, but it was a three-point game like earlier.
Yeah, it was 20-17.
Yeah.
And then they went on a 14-0 run, and they never – I don't even think Arkansas ever got it within 15 again.
Man, and UConn has looked really, really good in these games. They've won their games by 24-15 and then 23. I'm feeling good about putting them in the Final Four, even going up against Gonzaga
they
here.
They look really good. They look really good, man. Now, they're going to play the Zags, and the Zags are tournament tough. They're tested. And they're old. That's key. They're old. But, you know, if UConn shoots the way they did, the one thing that the Zags are going to have is they'll probably have a pretty decent home court advantage, being out west, being in Vegas. But UConn is they're not a national program, but they're kind of like fringy. You know, the Zags are kind of like that too.
Mm-hmm.
But UConn, you know, their fan base got a lot of money. So they may be making that trip.
Now, is it possible UConn was just playing angry? Were they playing angry because of a rough hotel situation?
Could be. Did you know, young Peyton Russell? Like, what if you were to think, you know, what city has the most like good hotels?
Denton.
Like your first answer is probably gonna be like New York City, right? In the U.S., they're gonna have
New York City, Vegas.
Yeah, like New York's at the most five-star hotels.
Vegas is a good one, right? There's probably not a bad hotel in Vegas.
I mean, Vegas is a great one.
Good call, Peyton.
And where was this game being played?
Vegas, right?
Vegas.
Oh.
So let's see. I mean, they had a lot of choices. A lot of choices in hotels on where they could have gone. Well, they had to switch team hotels.
Oh, no.
Due to poor conditions.
Was Mike with them?
I don't know. I don't know if it was. Good reference, though. So, dirt, vomit, and worse were in these hotel rooms.
What is worse? I'm guessing fecal matter?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could go with fecal matter. You could go with...
bed bugs.
You could go with bed bugs. You could go with...
Is bed bugs worse than vomit?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't want any of them. But
I would
much
rather walk into a room that's got dried, at least it's dry, as long as it's dry, dried vomit on the floor than bed bugs. I could walk around the dried vomit. I don't want to itch for a week.
Is it possible that by worse, they mean, how do I put this delicately?
Yeah,
an Eric Chiafalo sample?
Yeah, there was a sample. There was a blacklight sample. 100%. 100% chance.
Yeah.
So the article says, let's just say the room's
glowing like a rave.
Yeah. They say, let's just say the room's previous occupants seemingly enjoyed Vegas a little too much. No tigers or roosters running around the rooms, but apparently it looked like the boys from The Hangover had been there the night before. Dirt, vomit, and worse.
Ugh.
Ugh.
That is disgusting. But you know what? We should probably make note of this. The Super Bowl is in Las Vegas next year, and Odyssey, you'll probably want to know what that hotel is. Coming up,
yeah.
Major League Baseball is fed up with bat boys. Details on why, along with the latest changes to the pitch clock, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.